Yeah, I suppose we got down in the preliminary round of the first round, and look, that turned out to be a fairly meaningless game. Drone certainly was a different kettle of fish. Their Division 1 team, and I know they'd had a tough Division 1 campaign, but they had high aspirations themselves for the Championship this year, and I know that they had been preparing well. And look, the first half, it was tough going. Now they put it up to us, but certainly I felt we stuck to our game plan, and maybe our fitness showed a wee bit in the end, and I suppose we ran it reasonably comfortable at the end of that game.
Yeah, and the fact that you won it so easy, obviously, you know, certainly is a big boost ahead of the Championship, and you know, especially facing a side like Monaghan. But I'm sure it does leave you a little bit doubts as to maybe really how good were Tyrone.
Yeah, I suppose it does ultimately when you run up that type of scoreline against a team, any team. But look, we after the down game, we took a couple of challenge games against both Dublin and Mayo, and which Dublin beat us by a couple of points. We overcame by Mayo. We won that game ourselves by 7. So they were probably fairly high intensity in themselves, given that, you know, Dublin were just preparing for Leinster semi final, and Connacht, by the nature of it, Mayo were straight onto the final there to play Galway, which they ultimately lost by a point. So I think they were both fairly intense games in itself.
Yeah, again, encouraging as well, because that's the level you're going to be at tomorrow against Monaghan.
Yeah, and maybe even another notch up again, I would suggest, given what I've seen of Monaghan against Armagh in the other semi-final. Look, Monaghan have been the form team for, I suppose, the last 4 or 5 years in Ulster, and maybe last year, sorry, it was a bit of a blip when Armagh won the championship. But I know, you know, they're out to make amends this year, and certainly they seem to have kept themselves under the radar since the end of the league now, and they've been busy preparing away with challenge games. And I know they even had a weekend away in Limerick down at the university down there, and played a couple of challenge games when they were down there.
Yeah, and you mentioned Armagh and the ease of their victory over Armagh. Obviously, you saw Armagh up close this year on a couple of occasions, beat them in one of the early games in the league, and then lost heavily to them in the league final.
Yeah, and I was always of the view what's gone is gone, and what's done is done. You know, we won that league game up in Glenfinnan by an odd point, and maybe could have won it maybe by a few more on the day. In the league final, we came up against them, and tactically, look, I got it wrong, and I would take responsibility for that, and I've said that all along. You know, it's not that the girls play badly. We just got our tactics wrong. Armagh, yeah, I think, look, they're a strong team. They're up into Division 1 now. You're right, Monaghan beat them, but really it was only in the last 6 or 7 minutes that Monaghan really pulled away from them. I think they racked up maybe 2-2 or 2-3 in the last sort of 7 or 8 minutes of that game. So whilst there was a distance in the scoreline, that maybe just wasn't just as comfortable as the scoreline suggests.
Obviously, that league final defeat to Monaghan or to Armagh was disappointing at the time, but maybe it could come now as a blessing in disguise, because as you said, I'm sure both the players and yourself learned a lot of lessons from that day.
Well, look, you know, we can only play and beat what's put in front of us. And look, we've been racking up big scores the whole way through the Division 2 campaign. Maybe it's just what we all needed, including the girls, you know, just to bring them back to earth. And I suppose maybe a reality check. You know, one is a nice habit. Sometimes you just, you know, you have to learn a lesson from along the way. And hopefully that's been the lesson for us.
Yeah, and since the Tyrone game, how has preparations gone?
Yeah, I've been good, Tom. Look, there's a couple of girls in Kerry Knox, but look, with 12 sessions of Tyrone game, fairly intense sessions, apart from this week now, we've eased it off a little bit, but, you know, the attendance has been good because girls are home from college now, and even the girls with 4 commitments in the country have been travelling up, so we've had full attendance. We've had a couple of early morning sessions, and to be fair now, they've put the hard yards in, as they say, at this stage.
I know Karen Guthrie has been a long-term injury, and I know from talking to you earlier in the week, Deirdre Foley has picked up an injury in recent times as well. They're your two main concerns.
Well, they picked up a knock in the Mayo game, which was very unfortunate, and, you know, it seemed quite innocuous at the time, and it was really before it manifested itself, and she's certainly not going to make it. Rose Boylett picked up a shoulder injury in the All-Ireland semi-final with the 21s, and while she's done some training lately, she certainly wouldn't be available for selection, but, you know, we'll do late fitness tests on her tomorrow, and, you know, there might be an opportunity to get 10 or 15 minutes out of her if required. Karen Guthrie has made remarkable progress in the last 2 weeks, and I joke the only place she hasn't been at this stage is maybe Medjugorje, but look, whatever she's done, it seems to have worked, and she'd be capable of 15 or 20 minutes tomorrow now, would be my sense at this stage.
So heading to Clonus tomorrow with a strong hand?
Yeah, look, apart from what I just mentioned, yeah, everybody else is available. There's the girls, you know, physically they're in good shape. Mentally, I think they're in good shape. You know, there's a good buzz in the squad. And, yeah, look, we'd be quietly optimistic, I suppose, tomorrow. I mean, as I said, Monaghan are going to be big favourites, but we're not going to make up the numbers, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you look at players of the calibre of Jardine McLaughlin, Amber Barrett, Yvonne McMonigal, certainly Donegal won't be lacking firepower if you get enough ball into that area.
Well, those are just absolutely quality players, you know, and you know, Yvonne's back from Australia, and like, you know, she struggled maybe the first couple of months, and she would tell you herself to get up to pace, but look, she's going full pelt now. Geraldine McLaughlin, as you know, I know she's only 22 years of age, but look, she's been playing senior football now for 4, 5, 6 years, and Monaghan and none of mine in particular know all about Geraldine McLaughlin, and she's been a thorn in her side over the last number of years, and I'm sure she'll not disappoint them tomorrow either.
Mm. And talk to me about Monaghan. They have been the benchmark, I suppose, for the best part of the last decade here in Ulster, and indeed have gone very close maybe to lifting in All-Ireland on more than one occasion.
Well, they're a team that have been together, you know, in the main, I suppose, for the last 5 or 6 years. I know they've lost a couple of girls, the big girl in the middle of the field, her name escapes me now, and one of the Gail McNally who would have played over the last number of years. They're both after they both had children there fairly recently, but you know, they've a number of players that have been about a long number of years, the Courtney sisters, and you've got Gail Kiva Mohan, the McInnesby sisters, and you know, Gail McInnany there, who would be, that name would be synonymous with football in round Monaghan. So look, they're a strong unit. Physically, that they would appear to be a smaller team than ours, but obviously with that brings pace, and I suppose that's the threat tomorrow. They seem to play a lot of quick low ball into their forward line and rely on their speed to get out in front, and obviously laid off into the incoming player. So that seems to be their style of play.
Mm. And tell me, without giving away too many secrets, what's the game plan tomorrow?
Well, our game plan's fairly simple tomorrow, Tom. If we have the ball, they can't score. I've always worked on that basis. You mentioned earlier, look, we have a very strong full forward line of our own, and as I said, if we can stop Monaghan and limit their goals, I think is the trick. If we can limit their 3-pointers, well then I think we give ourselves every chance.
And I suppose really it's all about focusing on the game rather than the occasion.
100%, and that's what we've been telling the girls all along. You know, look, for a lot of these girls, it's maybe the first time on this type of stage. Equally, for a lot of them, you know, they've been there, done that, and they have all the T-shirts, whether it's girls with All-Ireland Intermediate, or if you take the Termon contingent, you know, they have an All-Ireland Club final, an All-Ireland Club title from last year. So look, they've been about, you know, I don't think our girls will be overawed tomorrow at all now.
And do you actually think they're good enough to win tomorrow?
I think if we play to 95% of our ability, Tom, I genuinely believe we'll give Monaghan all they want tomorrow, and we give ourselves a chance. And I suppose in a two-horse race, that's all you can ask for, Tom.